Sitting with me here, Captain Munnerlund of the Minnesota Vikings. How you doing, Cap?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Do you think there's any chance that Everson, who pretty much insisted on being on this show, I don't even think he was invited at first.
I think he wanted to be by me.
That's
my locker mate. We teammates.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We like brothers, so I think he definitely wanted to be by me.
I think he was just sitting out in the car listening to the highlights there of himself there, and then he'll make his way in.
Oh, he definitely loves himself now.
So Everson's going to be making his way. Captain Munnerlund is here. We got some other folks that are part of Winterfest. If you don't know what Winterfest is, it's with Polaris and the Minnesota Vikings, and it's super cool because we've been traveling all over the state in years past. We're here in Prior Lake, a ton of events that are going to be going on. They call it Winterfest, but it's going to be like 60 degrees tomorrow.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
I stay around here year-round for that.
Yeah, so we're not going to be on the lake pretty much at all. They moved some stuff, especially Saturday night. Chris Hockey is going to perform at Lakefront Park, and they're going to have the whole Winter Village over there. We got the Power Trip Morning Show doing their broadcast tomorrow morning live. Adam Thielen's going to be part of the initials game. That's going to be going on over at the Point here in downtown Prior Lake. And then the Power Trip, I just mentioned that. But then we have Paul Allen and the Football Feast, a special one that's going to be coming up here as well. That will be going at the Point with Paul Allen and Paul Charchin.
Well, I think Everson Griffin coming in now.
Everson Griffin, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, buddy? Always making an entrance. How you doing, bud?
I'm cracking.
Yeah. This feels like we're like in mid-season form here where I have to tap dance until
you always show up. Always in mid-season
form. Am I mic on?
Yeah.
I'm on, huh? I just got done playing basketball a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
And my game was weak. Tell Rudy to bat it off. What's up, Cap?
What's up, man?
When the Vikings going to sign you back? We know we need that nickel. Tell the Vikings to sign you back. Tell Rick Spielman and Coach Zimmer to quit playing now.
Yeah.
They know we need you. Tell them boys quit playing.
There's no way they would have him here all weekend long at Winterfest and then go, yeah, thanks a lot. We're not going to sign you.
Mike, what up? You ugly, too.
Oh, hey.
That's Everson.
That's Evan. That's our relationship right there in a nutshell.
Man.
Right? Hey, how is the offseason going for both of you guys? How long do you end up just, like, kicking around in your underwear and not do anything for a while?
I really haven't stopped training. I just been doing a little bit, keep my body moving. I ain't trying to get fat this offseason. I feel great right now.
Well, Ev, he's a guy that can do that. He's a go-getter.
Yeah.
I'm a guy. I need 30 days. I take 30 days off. I need it. I had a high ankle sprain, so I definitely needed that rest. But I'm back training now, trying to get in shape and, you know, trying to get ready for the season.
Yeah, Cap, you were just recently on a cruise, too, as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Had fun on the cruise. Went to the Bahamas with the family and had a great time.
Did you hear about this? He was spotted on the cruise.
Oh, man. See, now he got jokes.
What happened at the cruise?
Oh, yeah. He got picked out on the cruise.
Yeah, I got picked out. Yeah.
Fans were all over him.
This guy, man, he came up to me. He was like, hey, man, you a football player. I was like, yeah, I'm a football player. He's like, Rondé Barber.
He called you Rondé Barber because of the haircut.
Yes, because the bald head. He called me Rondé.
Why'd you go with the baldy?
Oh, man, you know, it's about time.
It's about time.
But then when I told him I wasn't Rondé, I said I played for the Minnesota Vikings. Let you know, some fans just really don't know how we look. He called me Adrian Peterson.
No, he didn't.
Adrian Peterson is 6'2", 225 pounds. I'm 5'9", 195 pounds.
I guess it's because of the bald head. The bald head threw him off.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody looked the same with the bald head.
I almost wore
the same outfit tonight. Great outfit.
Well, we locker mates, so we kind of think alike.
I'm telling you.
We kind of dress alike. I seen you on TV, though, tonight.
Yeah,
man.
Rick Spielman and Coach Zimmer, you better sign Cap back right now. I'm done playing. Jordan pitcher got to stay in his locker.
I love my agent up here. He's working for me to my right.
We got Captain Munnerlund and we got Everson Griffin here at the VFW in Prior Lake. It is Vikings country with Miller Lite.
Oh, you upgraded.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You don't got no seats no more.
No, yeah.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, I've decided to get into this millennium.
Is my mic on? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Everson, they definitely can hear you.
Your mic could be
you
off.
Don't need a mic.
All right.
You definitely don't need a mic.
Emily, how you doing over there?
Congratulations.
Emily, how you doing over there?
Congratulations on the Pro Bowl.
I know. I should have won MVP, but they was playing. We lost.
Yeah. That's the thing is, how do you not get MVP? And secondly, how do you not get flagged for trying so hard in the Pro Bowl?
I wasn't trying hard.
I definitely.
I was going like 60%. I was not going more than 60%.
Well,
are you kidding me?
Can I have my intake on it?
Go ahead.
My intake on it, you had a wonderful game.
Yes.
And you only know one speed. So I don't know what you were saying. And you made the guy, you know, if the Vikings did want to sign that left tackle, you made him like, no, we don't need him. Because you was going 100 miles per hour, and he was relaxing out there, it looked like. And you should have got MVP, but you lost. But at the same time, you did a great job, man. 3 sacks in the Pro Bowl. Hey,
I know.
Hey, I need to get you an applause for that,
I
man.
Know. Thank you. Thank you. Need some more money, too.
Doesn't that suck, though? I mean, it's always awesome to make it into the Pro Bowl. But, I mean, the one year that they decided, let's do it in Orlando.
Yeah.
In Hawaii. Let's talk a little Valentine's. We're just getting off. I mean, are you guys romantic?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Did you guys do like the 50 Shades Darker?
We didn't do all that. We didn't do all that. But, you know, I took my wife to a Mexican food restaurant down in St. Paul called, it's a new spot. Starts with a P. I can't pronounce it.
Oh.
I see LeBron courtside and he wouldn't give me a handshake. I wanted a handshake so bad. My heart was beating quick. But Wiggins gave me a handshake. You see that picture?
Yeah, I see he was hooping.
He be hooping now, boy.
I seen you, man, on courtside. And I was like, man, this guy Everson got a tank top on. He ran on the middle of the floor to dap the guy up.
Yeah, he had the tan tanker going.
Got you. I'm crazy. I don't got it all. But
I said,
okay.
Man, security finna get this guy out of here.
You were spazzing out on the side. That was awesome, man.
How you been, though?
I've been fantastic. I think his microphone just went out.
My microphone went out.
Yeah. I've been fantastic.
Hello. Oh, there we go. See, now I can hear myself.
There you go. Yeah. Did you guys watch Super Bowl? Do you guys take that in?
Oh, my gosh.
Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the best quarterback to ever play this game.
That was an insane game.
Atlanta, they blew it, though. They blew it.
Yeah, they did. It was some questionable play calling. Towards the end of the game, when it's 2nd and 8 or whatever it was, you're in field goal range, they tried play action pass. You know, Matt Ryan got sacked. So 3rd and long, they had to, you know, try to do something spectacular. But if you don't do that 2nd and long play, second down play, and don't try to play action, you're in field goal range, you make it a 10-point game. You know, put it on your kicker shoulder. And they didn't do that. And you got the ball back to the GOAT. I feel like he's the best quarterback to ever play this game. To come back from down for 25 points and win the football game is amazing, man.
They're going to make a movie out of it,
by the way.
His
confidence.
About that game.
Yeah, his confidence. He never gets shook. He's out there and he executes. He never diverges from his plan.
Yes.
He is. Yes. When you have a Tom Brady, you have a chance to win every single game.
They had these memes and stuff on Instagram when he had his head down. Like, everybody thought the game was over. And they was like, oh, I wonder what kind of prayer he's saying now. And then it seemed like he woke up in the second half and he was on fire, man. I never seen a performance like that. Coming back from 25 points in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I know Atlanta, some of those players, they probably down right now. I probably wouldn't speak to people for about 2-3 months.
Right.
I'll be down. I'll be training hard. And, like, man, to be that close to a Super Bowl and lose it, it's very tough.
What do you think about Lady Gaga?
She made a hell of a catch. You seen that catch at halftime?
Yeah.
Wow.
Was that a fake catch, though, right?
She really caught that. She didn't really jump from the very top of the stadium.
They fooled me.
They filmed the first part of it, but then they lowered her from the rafters. It was kind of like the game where we had the protesters. They must have got the idea to do it. We could just drop Gaga down with that guy.
I was very shook. In that game, I kept on looking at him. I was like, dang, why are they hanging up there for? And then come to find out they was protesting.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Me neither.
But we need Cat back.
You should have worked with those guys and got a sign that said Cat back.
We do.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That protesting game, all the guys was like, man, it was kind of dangerous, you know, because if they would have fell and you had fans right there, I think we had to, you know, move the fans out. I don't know if the Vikings or the organization gave their money back, the fans, but it was kind of crazy game just to be up there. It was just looking like, man, it's 3rd and long, and I had to look up there like, man, I got to focus on this play. I got to stop this guy from catching the ball on me. So it's definitely a different type of game.
Yeah, absolutely. Everson Griffin, we got Captain Munnerlyn. It's Vikings country. We're hanging out here at the VFW in Prior Lake, all part of Winterfest. We got more coming up on the way. This show is going to be over at 6:45 leading in to the Minnesota Wild right here on the Fan.